They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles, puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. In comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." Someone turns and says, "You're in the wrong room, my friend. You better hurry up and leave." Sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. As the moon is almost hidden, the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune telling lady is even taking all the things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Across the street they nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. They're spoon-feeding Casanova, get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom is shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." Vision and the superhuman crew. Come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring him to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday, about the time that the doorknob broke. When you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces